Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. I welcome any creative soul out there to call in tonight. If you've got something you'd like to share or you have a product that you'd like to promote for the holidays, I would love to hear from you. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. If you've got something you'd like to discuss, and for anybody who might have stopped in to Flavors on this past week and want to continue that conversation, we talked about marketing and promotions. Just trying to, you know, drum up some conversations to think about how to go into 2012 differently. But until then, I'm going to bring you a variety of independent artists from around the world. Now let's start out with some holiday music. This is Darian Dean with his piece, Holiday.
La da 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 da. Do it, do it, do it, do it.
Hey, what's good, y'all? This is Darian. And on this holiday, be safe, be happy, and be blessed.
All right, again, I want to welcome everybody to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. This is the home away from home for the independent underground artists. All art forms, all genres are welcome, and especially you, the fans that love those creative souls. I am so thrilled in many, many ways in how this year is finishing out, you know, and decisions that I'm making and moves that are happening and doors that are opening. I feel very, very blessed, and I want to thank all of the creative souls and fans that have joined the Flavor News movement. I am very, very blessed at the numbers that have actually stepped up and joined. If you don't know anything about the movement, go over to my website at www.flavornews.com and hit the Flavor News Movement page, and it has all the information on there about the movement. If you've got any questions, please feel free to email me at radio@flavornews.com or admin@flavornews.com, and I will definitely answer your questions. All artists of all art forms and all genres are welcome, you know, to petition to become a member. But let me just keep it in the spirit of the season and play a piece by an amazing, amazing man. He calls himself an inspirational artist, and this is Ralph Lofton Jr. with his piece, The Joy of Christmas.
Thank you.
Ralph Vaughton Jr. with his piece, The Joy of Christmas, and Ralph is out of the Tennessee area. So, Neil, I do want to encourage anybody that has a product that they are selling for the holidays to call in. You know, I think this is one of the perfect times to be able to promote yourself, you know, figure out those right words and right tones to sell the potential consumers on your product. So if there's anybody who'd like to call in and promote themselves or share something, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. I am not sure if the chat room is open. I apologize. I'm working off of my work computer, and it will not let me open up the chat room on my side. I did try to open it up. So if the chat room is open, I apologize that I'm not in there, and I want to thank everybody who might be hanging out in the chat room, to those that are on the phone line, to those that are listening in the wing. You guys make this all worthwhile for me to do this. 2 years. Can you believe it? 2 years I've been on the air. In 2012, some great things are going to happen, and I'll have more opportunity to share your sounds on other stations, and so much more is coming our way. So, you know, join hands with Flava News, and let's see where we can take this together. It's not just about what I'm doing here on the radio and through Flava News. This is about you and working towards finding those creative ways to get you out there and get you noticed. I have some new members that have just recently joined, and so let me play a few of their tracks. The first artist I'm going to play is Patrice Cummington, and I'm going to play her piece, I Wanna Be.
I just wanna feel like
to be by Miss Patrice Covington, and she's a very, very accomplished artist and performer. She has traveled the world and performed in front of some amazing, amazing audiences. I want to play another new artist that has come our way. His name is Nuwambe, and I'm going to play his piece, All Mine.
Sweetness.
Out of Texas with his piece, All Mine. And just stay tuned because Nuwambe, Patrice Covington, and Waberi Jordan are going to be stepping on the leopard carpet with me here in the very, very near future, and I will definitely be posting out when they are going to spend some time with me to share their story and get a little bit more taste of their flavor. Ah, you know what? Let me play one more new artist that has come my way. I've honestly been very, very blessed. In the past 2 weeks, I think about six new artists have joined the Flavor News movement, and this is another one. His name is Paris Toon, and this piece is called Brooklyn Baby. Are coming my way and joining the Flavor News movement. If you're interested in joining, it is open to not only recording artists, but to the literary community, to the visual arts community. Hey, a chef, you know, if you're a small business that wants to join, if you're a fan that would like to join, if you are somebody who would like to gift an artist a membership, you know, just go over to www.flavornews.com and hit the Flavor News Movement page, and you can find out all the information about the movement. And, you know, get in now. Well, it's just $1 a month to join, just $1 a month. It is going to go up in 2012. So get in now and get grandfathered in at that very, very low price. Now I want to play another holiday tune. This particular piece you can find on the SJF Music Reverb Nation page. And you can also buy it for your holiday. This piece is called What Child Is This? By John D. Green Sr. John D. Green Sr. out of Michigan, and that piece is called What Child Is This? You can find this piece along with his Carolina Bells on the SJF Music Reverb Nation page, just 99 cents each. I think it's a great inexpensive way, you know, to bring some of that holiday flavor into your home and into your life for the next couple of weeks as we go into this holiday season. You know, why not just go on over there to Reverb Nation and, you know, just purchase a couple of holiday downloads. I want to play a piece by Stephen Jerome Ferguson. He is the mastermind behind SJF Music, but he's got two beautiful CDs that are available at a discounted price for the holidays, We Are One and Windows to the Soul. And this particular piece I'm going to play is off of his Windows to the Soul CD, and this piece is called Angel. That beautiful piece is by Stephen Jerome Ferguson of SJF Music. The piece is called Angels, and it is off of his Windows to the Soul CD. You can find Windows to the Soul along with We Are One over at the SJF.com, and he's got it on a great, great deal right now. I want to say it's like $6.99 or $7.99. These albums are available in digital download. You can purchase individual tracks, and you can also purchase a hard copy of these two CDs. So go over to www.sjfmusic.com. So if you missed Flavism this past Thursday, Stephen was on with me, and we talked about different ideas, concepts, trials and tribulations around marketing and promotion. And I would really, really encourage you, an artist of any art form, to go back and check out the archives if you missed it live. We actually came up with some pretty good information. And, you know, of course there's more out there. Would love to hear from you on your thoughts, you know, ideas, if you have some concepts you'd like to share. Would love to hear from you, whether you just send me an email to radio@flavanews.com or, you know, feel free to call into the show. Again, this is where you can call in and promote yourself. This is the perfect time of year if you have a product that you are trying to get out. This is the perfect time of year. Believe in yourself and know that people might want to purchase your item for a holiday gift. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. I'd love to hear from you. And honestly, this is a great place for you to start figuring out how to best sell your product. You know, what's your speech? What's your spiel? Would love to hear it. Another album that I would really, really recommend as a holiday gift. This album actually has been out for 2 years. I am the first person to have to play this album and this particular track on my radio show. But it's something that is being played around the world. It is timeless music. So even though it's 2 years old, it's definitely relevant to today. I want to play My Family, a group I'm extremely proud of and proud to be a part of. This is Black Stax with their signature piece, I Love My Life.
I hope he never feels how that felt, but he showed me a few things I can't keep to myself. I'll share them with his grandchild, whom he has never ever met. But I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything. You know that I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything.
was Black Stax with their signature piece, I Love My Life. That piece can be found on their Talking Building CD, which is available on iTunes. It's so funny when I do these shows, so many times the artists don't pay attention or realize that I'm doing a show. So I don't know if you heard my cell phone ringing, but that was Lamont Carey out there in Washington, D.C. And he has a product that would be great to purchase for the holidays. He's got a new book out that's called The Heal. And you can find that at lacarryentertainment.com. And I believe that it's available on amazon.com. So go over there and check out Lamont Carey and his new novel, actually his first novel, which is called The Heal. So if anybody, is anybody out there that wants to raise their hand and share a thought or two or promote a product? I was just telling Stephen, you know, the other day on Flavism, I'm really surprised at how many artists aren't promoting their books or their art or their music during the holidays. You know, I know the economy is very, very tight right now, and people are maybe going to do things a little simpler this year, which is definitely understandable. I'm not one to promote somebody to go into debt during the holidays. But if you do have some extra money and you have an independent artist that you really, really believe in, I would really, really push you to support them by purchasing their product. This is a win-win. You know, if you believe in their art and what they're doing, you know, then you can purchase it, put a little money in their pocket, and give it as a gift, you know, to that special someone in your life. Because, you know, word of mouth is a powerful tool. And if you believe in an artist and you let other people know that you believe in them, then that causes them to pay attention more. I know for myself, when somebody says, hey, Flav, you know, check out this artist, I'm more likely to go check them out if somebody I know and trust directs me to them. I also really, really, really encourage you, you know, going into this new year to really, really think about how you did things in 2012. And how you might do things better in 2011, and how you might do things better in 2012. This is the perfect time to reevaluate your game plan. I know I've been doing that. I've been doing some really, really deep soul searching the last couple months. You know, I talked about cleansing and forgiving and, you know, reaching out. One thing that I appreciate that Stephen's been saying a lot lately, you know, you just never know. You know, it's okay to step out in faith and try something. You know, the worst thing is, which is not bad, is that, you know, nothing will happen. You know, you won't lose anything by trying. And that's one of the things that I'm doing is I'm learning to step out of that safety zone, because even though I consider myself a risk taker, you know, I get stuck in a comfort zone, and, you know, it's kind of scary to step out there, you know, and even, you know, expose yourself to others, ask for help, ask, you know, for ideas, you know, and get feedback and this and that. But that's something that I'm going to definitely push myself to do. There are so many things happening when it comes to Flava News right now, and I'm realizing that I can't do this by myself anymore. I've been doing this, you know, pretty much on my own, you know, since the beginning of Lady Flava. And, you know, I know that with me taking this to the next level and being much more efficient and effective, I need help. So, you know, I'm going to do things differently. How about you? I know that even with my own self, you know, I need to think through how I'm marketing myself and promoting myself. The brand is down pretty good. The brand is down pretty good, you know. But, of course, there's always tweaking that can be done in that arena also. And, you know, I'm just excited. I'm excited about going into this new year. You know, 2011 was a challenge in many, many ways. But at the same time, I have to give thanks for the blessings. I really, really do. I need to give thanks for the blessings, because some great opportunities have come my way. Some amazing talents have come my way, and some friendships and have been built. And so, you know, I cannot discount the beauty that came out of this particular year. I want to scroll down my list and see who else I can bring to you today. It's, you know what, I'm going to play an artist. This is another new member of Flava News, and I'm just getting, you know, to know his Flavor. So I'm going to play this piece by Nolte out of Oakland, California, and this is called Can't Stay. Carolina. This is Ronnie Run. This is his new piece that's being played on the air out in North Carolina right now. This is called Hood Famous, again by Ronnie Run.
Del V, baby. Ronnie Run. Mr. Street Legend himself. I'm back. Busy on the beat. This is an anthem. Going out to each and every hood. When I come to your spot, you see the love is all good. I got my pen out, ready to sign some autographs. Giving depth to the dude I knew back in the past. I'm running, run. The hottest thing bumping in the street with a pen in the pad. My thoughts can get deep. beat. Let you know that I ain't here for no trouble. Career's too hot to watch it burst like a bubble. Give me props, cause I'ma do it big. I'm a star when I'm bought in the club. I'm buying out the bar. People are looking and saying, this dude is so paid. Cause every track that I drop, no doubt it's gonna play. I'm not a player, for real. I just like to burn a lot. Ladies think that I'm cute, cause my flow is so hot. Don't get mad, cause what I do, you can't blame it. Cause everybody in the hood know that Ronnie runs famous. I'm a flashing. About to get to stay right. Like firecrackers popping, I'm about to laugh tonight. From the hood, and I ain't even got a real deal. So famous, check me with the track that I kill. I got that accent, people can tell I'm from the south. And see, to be exact, this is what we all about. You can Google me up online, I'm everywhere. From Miami to BA, on up to Delaware, California to Texas. You know, I get it popping, shout out to overseas. It ain't no stopping, staying focused right now, just to be on the scene. Make my presence feel effective, if you know what I mean. It feels good to hear people shout my name. And when I get this deal, ain't nothing gonna change. I'm the same guy you know from freaking the mic. Now I'm older and doper, plus the floor is mad tight. I remember, really set the whole thing off. Street legend, show these chumps that I ain't saw. That dude, real sick on the track, and so dangerous. About to show the world how I became hood famous. Camera flashing. About to get to stay right. That firecracker popping, I'm about to laugh tonight. From the hood, and I ain't even got a real deal. So famous, check me with this track that I kill. Get your buzz up, network as much as you can. Put your face out there and shake everybody's hand. Open the eyes of the labels and show them my work. Get your contract right so I won't get jerked. It's a known fact, labels can take you for a pump. Be wise and smart, don't think like a chump. Do your research, make sure you don't get scammed. Read your contract good so you won't get in the jam. To the non-believers, the ones that gon' hate us, thanks for the love. I'm a mover and a shaker, I get it in. Grinding like 24-7, what I'm doing with this, no doubt I'm going to heaven. Don't sell drugs, but your boy's deep in the street. Get down with the best, still dropping mad heat. I'm what you call retro underground greatness. You can be like me, the one and only hood famous. Camera flashing, about to get to stay right. Black firecrackers popping, I'm about to laugh tonight. From the hood, and I ain't even got a real deal. So famous, check me with the track that I kill. Goes down like that, baby. NC, shout out to Big Bougie, Busy on the beat, Dub B, G Vegas, what up? Let's get it in.
All right, that was Ronnie Run out of North Carolina with his new track called Hood Famous. Now I'm going to take you down to Los Angeles, California. This is one of my favorite soul singers. He's actually putting on his first Christmas event down there in Los Angeles tonight, and Toy Drive, and he's excited. He's so excited. I wish that I could be there. But I'm going to play one of his pieces. This is Robert G. I'm going to play the title song to his CD, which is called All My Love, and All My Love is available on iTunes.
To begin, but it was really nice to see you again. You say you wanna be in my life, not like before, cause the timing was not right. But you're back and you wanna know just how far I'ma let this thing go. Take my hand and I'll show you how.
Show you how.
Take my hand and I'll show you now.
In the past.
Los Angeles, California, with his title piece to his CD, which is called All My Love. And again, Robert G. is performing tonight in his first Christmas holiday show and toy drive, and it's going to be at the Warehouse in Marina Del Rey. Starts at 8:30, $10 at the door. So if you are in that area and you're listening to the show, go out and support Robert G. You will not be disappointed. You know, I do not know how to use Twitter. I have a Twitter account. I even have it set up on my phone. I know how to send a Twitter thing off of my phone, but I see that Miss Epiphany down there at Berkeley, California, sent me a message that she was waving. Epiphany, if you're listening to the show, I'm waving back. I just don't know how to respond to you, my friend. So somebody needs to come and give me a Twitter lessons on how to do this off of my phone, because I'm so clueless when it comes to Twitter. Facebook is my thing. I'm addicted to Facebook. It entertains me, all of that. But Twitter, I just haven't quite figured that all out. So anyway, Epiphany, again, if you're listening, I'm waving back at you, girlfriend. So you know what? Epiphany's actually got a CD for sale, and it would be a great holiday gift for somebody. So let me scroll down my list and find a track by Epiphany. And let's see, you know what? I'm going to play this particular track. And she's got a wonderful video out that you can find on YouTube. This is Epiphany with her piece called Apologies.
Sometimes sorry isn't enough. Regretting the past. apologize for every tear I shed, every word I read, reminding me of you. I apologize for nothing. I apologize for everything. I apologize for loving you. So what I'm really trying to say is that I am sorry. I am so very sorry for being wired this way. That's all I can say. I'm sorry for being me.
California with her piece Apologize, and you can find that particular piece on her CD called The Alchemist. So again, you know, check out some of these artists that I'm even playing tonight. Several of them have product that you can purchase for your holiday gift. You know, purchase it for yourself. You know, share it. That's what, you know, really, really makes their world work. You know, and I think the win-win in it is if you really love the artist, and it's something that you have committed to saying, then I think that, you know, supporting them by purchasing their product, shoot, it doesn't go any more than about $15 to support the underground independent artists that are out there today. You know, very, very inexpensive. And the more that, you know, they can get people to recognize who they are, what they're doing, and purchase their product, the further they can go. And you just never know. You might be getting behind somebody that you're going to see in the headlines, you know, may grow to be like a Eric Roberson or you know, a Talal Macy or, you know, whomever, you know, in the circuit of their particular genre. So really, really consider supporting an artist, and I know an artist during the holidays, to help push them, you know, out there in the spotlight in 2012. Now I'm going to take you down to Florida. I got to play this piece by my girl Monica Monet. She is coming up to Seattle, Washington in March, and she's doing a Northwest tour, and I'm really, really excited about her coming. This particular piece is her signature piece that's going to be on her Simply Beautiful CD, which is coming out in March of 2012. This piece is Gravity, again by Monica Monet.
Heartbreaking, don't want to discuss it any further. What do love got to hurt? Why it can't be easy? Tell me.
Jacksonville, Florida, with her signature piece, Gravity. And Monica Monet will be coming to the Pacific Northwest in March, so definitely stay tuned. She's coming out here with her, what is it called, Love Hurt Rebirth tour. I need to get that right, don't I? But Gravity is one of the tracks off of her Simply Beautiful CD, which will be coming out in March of 2012. So you know what? Let's play some more Christmas music. Let me take you down to Sacramento, California and play It's Christmas by Ava Lamert.
Chills in the air, colored lights everywhere. Must be Christmas, my dear. Shopping, Mercury is dropping. It's Christmas, my dear. Oh, I can't wait, so don't be late. Gonna share it with you. Fireside's bright while I'm holding you tight. Yes, it's Christmas, my dear.
Don't
All right, that beautiful piece is It's Christmas by Miss Ava Lamert out of Sacramento, California. And I, you know what? I believe that she's got a website, so just look up Ava Lamert, and I do believe that she's got a couple of CDs that you can purchase of. She's the vocalist and the saxophone player on most of her pieces, and she might even have a Christmas CD out, but go over and check out Ava Lamert. You can definitely find her on Facebook, but I know that she actually has a website. Now I want to play a piece by another artist that is new to Flava News. This is actually the title track to one of his CDs. This is called Circle of Circumstance by Patrick Domino. Patrick Domino with his title track to his CD, Circle of Circumstance. Now I want to play another artist that is new to Flava News, the Flava News movement. This is Rhonda Thomas, and this piece is called The Light.
without help. Stagnant water, defeated like a lamb to the slaughter. Your words is more than what you do. Why you can't let other folks define you? Your life is all your own. The harder the struggle, the greater I go.
Everybody to Flavor Coffee House online radio style. This is when you have the opportunity to call and promote yourself if you'd like to. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. Otherwise, you know how I'm going to do it. I'm just going to keep playing tracks from the amazing, amazing members of the Flavor News movement. Now I'm going to take you out to New York. I debuted this particular piece for the first time, I believe, last Saturday. It was released by SJF Music on December 1st, and this is Eternally Blaze with her piece, Eternally Blaze.
I am the sensual one. I am the sexual one. I am the erotic one.
I'm the one that others say she still wanted me. I am yours, eternal grace. I am the erotic one. I am the hypnotic one. I am the one with just my voice can and will put you in a trance. I am the one who, after kissing your whole body, even an hour later, on your lips, my sweetness will still dance. I am yours, eternally great. I am the one dripping with romance. I am the one you hope will give you a second and third chance. I'm the one to drop it like it's hot. Yeah. I'm the one you wish you could, but never forgot. I am yours, eternally blessed. I am the one other women wish they could be. For I possess the secrets to bringing even the strongest man to his knees. I am the one who will listen to your wants, dreams, and desires, and who will always pass the test. I am the one who will bring to you your euphoric fantasies, delivering erotic ecstasy, leaving you in a puddle of your own essence. Yeah, that's my ultimate. I am yours, eternal grace. I am the one who will go deeper than any woman has ever gone before. I am the woman who will not just enter your mind and body, I want also your heart and then soul. For I am the one who will be loving you unconditionally till we have both comfortably formed. For I am yours, eternally blessed.
That was Miss Eternally Blaze with her signature piece, Eternally Blaze. And I want to welcome Eternally Blaze to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. How are you, Mama?
I'm hanging in there. Thank you so much. You've given me so much love. I really do appreciate that. I don't know what I, myself, and all the other independent artists would do without you cheerleading us on. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Girl, I'm just doing my little part over here, waving my my invisible leopard pom-poms. If I was at home, I'd be waving my, at least my leopard little pillows with tassels on it. But, you know.
Well, we do what we can.
You know, I know how to improvise, but one day I'm going to get them leopard pom-poms, and I really will be over here waving them for you. But you know what? Eternally Blaze, I feel very, very blessed. You know, just sitting here, even myself, you know, listening to the tracks that I chose to play tonight. I am so lucky. There is some amazing, amazing talents that have come my way in the last 2 years, and some amazing talents that have actually joined the Flavor News movement in the last 2 weeks. It's interesting to me, you know, to watch how this is moving and shaking, you know. So you're just one of them, and I thank you for being a part of this.
Well, once again, I thank you. I mean, because I can do whatever I do, But if there's nobody there to hear it or nobody there to play it, then it's all for nothing. So it's like you say, the movement, it's the team, the dream team, and we have to come together, work together, and put it out there like that. And I'm so grateful and so thankful for you.
Oh, well, you know, this is family in a sense, you know, so we're here to, you know, help each other. It's the win-win. This isn't, you know, it's not just about you guys. You know, you guys make me look good. You know what I mean? I mean, I say this to Stephen all the time. It's like, you know, that's why people are paying attention to me, because I'm playing some absolutely amazing talent. So what, can you just kind of maybe give us a hint of what we might be able to expect from you in 2012?
Well,
what's the name of your CD? What's the name of the CD?
The title of my CD is Back to Love. And the reason I chose that is because I represent love. It's all about love, sharing it, embracing it, understanding it, giving and receiving it, you know. And if we really get a handle on that, then we wouldn't have divorce courts. I mean, it's not like they would all just disappear, but it wouldn't be, you know, a line around the corner when
right.
you get in. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So my thing is to touch a heart, heal a heart, and, you know, just embrace it. Just embrace the love that's really, really out there, but we don't know how to get to it, or we don't understand the methods or the pathway. So with that in mind, that's what the CD brings. It brings you ideas. It brings you maybe things that you never thought about or haven't thought about in a while. It just helps you to reminisce and rebuild, restructure, and work it out, really work it out. And it's going to be hot. So I advise everybody to check your fans, your ceiling fans, your air conditioner. rotary fans, window fans, get them all, pull out the plug, make sure they work, because when that CD drops, it's not like I didn't warn you.
Exactly. I was just sitting here thinking, like, man, if it was out right now and people had the opportunity to buy it before going into the New Year's, boy, I think some windows would be open and all of that, even when it's freezing cold.
You know, kind of balance, you know, because it's but I say what others won't say.
Sure.
Not to the point where you have to, you know, hide it from the preacher if he comes by, but I just say some things. And I put on the front table some things that we need to look at and address, you know. And if it helps somebody somewhere learn to love and accept love, receive love, give love, and all of that, then it was worth it. It was worth it, every bit of it. And with the help of our mentor, Mr. Stephen Jerome Ferguson, now, he's the one who really puts the heat to it, you know. He is awesome. He's amazing. And he's so kind and generous and patient and understanding. Because I can goof up sometimes, but he's right
no,
there. Saying,
not you.
Oh, please. Yes, but he's right there at, you know, right by your side and saying, no. We don't touch this. We go to the left, you know.
Right.
So it's under his tutelage where I think he just sprinkles that little top coating on everything that any one of us does, and it just takes it to another level. And I'm so blessed to be in this family, to be, you know, just counted amongst one of them and have him supervise everything, because he's awesome. And you're
awesome.
It's just a wonderful feeling of love with all of us in the group. And let's not forget Eleanor and the different members, Paul and John. Oh, my goodness. I mean, who could ask for a better family?
Okay.
Now, our original family, we didn't have no choices. But this family, it's awful.
Right. I agree with you. I think that Stephen has laid the foundation. You know, he laid that just rich soil, you know, for us to plant our seeds in, and he's sprinkling that fertilizer to just watch it grow and blossom. And I, you know, I'm blessed, you know, to be a part of the SJF music team also. And just being able to witness, being able to debut new music coming out of there. And, you know, from time to time I get spoiled, you know. So since I'm feeling like a spoiled little brat at the moment, Miss Eternally Blaze, just let, you know, indulge me for a minute because I think I need to play my piece right now. So this particular piece is called Leopard Jam, created by Stephen Jerome Ferguson, John D. Green Sr., and Paul Ferguson for your truly me, Lady Flava.
All right.
has My Baby. That piece is called Leopard Jam, created by Stephen Jerome Ferguson, John D. Green Sr., and Paul Ferguson. Eternally Blaze. You know, when I received this particular track, you know, I had to cry. You know, I cry. I cry a lot when I receive music, you know, from right. people, because I'm just, I feel so blessed. Sometimes I just was, like, overwhelmed, right? But sometimes, you know, but when I received this particular track, of course, I mean, because it was created for me, I'm like, really? Did this really happen? Like, pinch me, you know, wake me up. Do I really have a piece that's called Leopard Jam? I was just so thrilled, just so excited, so thankful, you know, that, man, I think it's just absolutely beautiful.
It is. It's magnificent.
It is. Yeah. Well, you know, the mama of SJF music has raised her hand, so let me bring her in. Welcome to Flavor Coffee House, Miss Eleanor.
Thank you. I like that. The mama of us.
Yes. Hey, mama, what's happening?
Oh, honey, I'm all right. I'm all right. Yes. You know, I was looking for the chat room. I had planned not to talk tonight. I said, I'm going in the chat room. Where's the chat room?
It's not there because I'm working off of my job's computer.
Oh.
And for some reason, well, not for some reason, I understand. You know, it doesn't have all the downloads on this computer that it takes to do certain things.
Oh, okay.
So it doesn't allow me to open up a chat room from this computer. So,
oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you couldn't get in the chat room.
Yeah, I said I'm going to be quiet tonight.
So what do you think of the music I've been playing tonight?
I love it. I love it.
I was trying to do my best to kind of go through and pick out some music where, you know, artists actually have CDs,
mm-hmm.
you know, available that maybe people might be interested in, you know, checking out for holiday gifts. So I did a pretty good job.
Yes. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. I was enjoying it out there. You should have seen me. I was fanging around. I said, okay, where is the chat room? I was looking for the chat room. And it said, leave comments. So I kept saying, hi, lady.
Oh, funny.
And then when Blaze came in, I was like, hi, Blaze. I'm like, no, this is not working.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Yeah, it takes some certain downloads or whatever you call them, tools. I don't know what you call the things that it's needed for certain things. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I can't do it off of this computer, and I don't want to, you know, because it is my job's computer. So.
Oh, yeah, you really don't want to mess it up, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm a – but I see, it just forced you to have to call into the show. That's okay.
That's even better, you know.
But just, you know, just
have it for a reason.
Exactly. So just watch what you say about, you know, Stephen and Leah, because you know they're also listening. They just haven't raised their hands.
Oh, okay.
So, you mean Big Pop was here? And he didn't say anything.
Exactly.
He didn't
yeah.
Oh,
the family's on the line, but you know they're being quiet. So we need to really kind of watch what we say about them, because you know we don't want to know too much.
All right.
See what
so all that
happened was.
All the stuff I said earlier about, you know, the wonderful, magnificent Stephen Jerome Ferguson, you did not hear that. You were not here. Okay.
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No, Well, actually,
what
yeah.
happened?
It worked already, you see?
Wow. And then you say all of that, and Brother John pops up on the line, too, you know, but he hasn't raised his hand, so I don't know if he wants to come in. Sometimes he doesn't raise his hand, and he wants to come in. So, you know what? I'm going to bring – uh-oh. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Okay. He raised his
Nobody
hand. So,
okay.
He raised his hand, so let me bring him in. All right, John D. Green, Sr., you had to join your sisters, huh?
Yes, I did. I am
Hi,
late,
John.
But I am here. Hello.
I've been hanging out. I thought I was going to find a chat room, John. and there is no chat room.
Oh, no, there's no chat room today. It's all live.
It's all live. You have to, you know, you want to communicate, you got to call into the show.
Absolutely. So what did I miss?
Man, John, you missed the whole show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I can do a lot in 18 minutes.
Okay. So you're going to sing again?
No singing.
Oh,
maybe
no.
I'll go into my stand-up routine this time.
Wow. Well, you know, earlier in the show, I did play What Child Is This? And, you know, of course, I just finished up playing, you know, Leopard Jam.
Oh, wow. I missed everything, didn't I?
You did.
Yeah,
she did. And she played Eternally Blaze.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Eternally Blaze. I had to play some Stephen Jerome Ferguson. I was just, you know, I have to give love to the SJF music, you know, group because camp, team, whatever we want to call it, because some amazing things are coming out of what, you know, Stephen is doing. And it's just like, okay, well, let me just play this and let me just play that and let me play this person, you know, and that person. And, yeah, it's a... Big Daddy raised his hand, so let me bring him in.
Okay, that's about to go into the hole.
In the house, Daddy's in the house.
In the house.
All right, I did not raise my hand. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, okay.
You tripped over it.
I don't know what happened. Next thing, I heard this message on my phone saying you're now in the host queue. And it was like, I didn't do anything. I didn't touch anything.
Sure. You know,
I
wanted to come in and say something.
I was about to go to the spokesperson for SJF. See? Right on time.
I was going incognito tonight. I'm going to start calling from a 816 area code. That'll make it all up. What's up, Rabbi?
I doing a good job promoting SJF tonight?
Yeah, you really were. Man, made me want to go out and buy some SJF.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah. But thank you very much. You know, we all appreciate it and everything. And you know, we just loved you to death.
Yeah, I paid him to say that.
I'll text you the PayPal account information after the show.
Okay.
All right.
We'll get that taken care of right away.
If they don't love SJF now, they will.
So, some exciting things, you know, coming out of the SJF camp for 2012, correct, Stephen?
Big time. Probably in 2012, they will be at least, let me count, 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5, maybe 6 different CDs coming out in 2012. At least 4, maybe 6. Because I know John is hard at work putting together a little project for himself, a CD project for him. Of course, Miss Blaze is going to have hers. Leah's going to have hers. Probably Eleanor may have hers too. You never know.
Go, Mama.
We'll see. And between all that, I'm kind of working on some stuff on my own too.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Yeah, so also working on finishing up a piece with Deborah Renee, her CD. We were going to try to get that out this month, but it's not looking like it's going to happen. So it's probably going to be sometime early 2012 when it comes out.
Okay.
So, yeah, we got some major things going on here. It ought to keep me out of trouble for a little while anyway.
You think, but you know what? You really haven't been at this that long. And, you know, what you have produced for these artists has just been simply amazing in just the short amount of time that you've been working with them.
But it's easy working with these guys because they got talent. I mean, that's the biggest milestone right there. I mean, a lot of people take on artists that they're kind of like I guess you can call them developmental, and you got to put a lot of time. But these guys here that you got on the phone right now,
mm-hmm.
I mean, please, I don't have to do a whole lot of anything to that stuff.
And no, I agree. They're very talented. I agree with
that's
you.
That's all on them. I mean, like I said, all I got to do is kind of like, you know, just sprinkle a little funk on top, and it's done.
Right.
You know? So, but I am trying to do something myself in 2012. Okay? And I'm glad John is on the line because he may be able to help me out with this. I'm trying to get into acting.
Okay, there it is.
And I'm going to tell you what I want to do. There's a TV show on, I think it's AMC. It's called The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Very good show. Excellent show. Based on those Night of the Living Dead movies.
Uh-huh.
But it's a TV series.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah, and they have, well, they don't call them walk-on roles, they call them stagger-on roles for zombies.
Oh, no, you're going to be a zombie.
I want to either be a zombie bass player or a zombie pimp, one of the two.
Oh, no.
Now you know what's from daddy to pimp daddy. That's it, I'm done.
I've done 16 film projects. I just recently finally landed a project that had zombies in it.
I want to be a zombie. I mean, I just want to be one. I just have to be a zombie. Now, they filmed the show in Atlanta, so I may have to go hang out in Atlanta because they just go around and the producers and stuff just find guys on the street and say, hey, you want to be a zombie? And,
mm-hmm.
you know, so... It's like, I'm going to give it a shot. I think I could be a good zombie.
I'm no doubt.
Yeah. I've been working on my walk and everything. You know.
Oh,
this zombies are cool, you know?
This is before or after the shot of Hennessy.
I don't even know what to say about all that. But you're going to, I'll look it up and see if I can help you.
Yeah. Hey, you know they did an online contest at the end of the first season for people to be walk on zombies and stuff. They had over 6 million people apply for that thing.
Oh,
and it was like, okay, so I guess we but it's a real good show though.
It's a great role, man.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's very very well done.
To be a zombie in a film like that, I mean, that's you know, it's fun. That's fun.
Yeah, yeah. Except for the black stuff they got to put in your mouth. I heard that's kind of nasty.
It tastes bad, but besides that, it's okay. You know, just don't go out.
Yeah, just, yeah.
The blood tastes bad, too, though. So it's, you know, they have certain FX teams that can actually make it flavored. They can flavor the blood and they can flavor the gunk that you see, you know.
Oh yeah. You know, they said that when they show the zombies like eating people and stuff, it's actually barbecue.
Yeah.
You know, so I say, I'm down for that. Said so the director be hollering, the director be saying cut and people still eating, you know, and that kind of stuff like that.
So when they go for the
fringe,
what is that, potato
side?
What? Come on.
It all depends. Sometimes it's cauliflower.
Yeah.
You know, they have a lot of tricks that they use.
And food coloring. You know, a lot of food coloring.
Okay, so Stephen Jerome Ferguson's goal for 2012 is to be a zombie.
Yeah.
So, no watch for that. You know, definitely, he lands the role, we will let you know. And he's either hoping to be a zombie pimp or a zombie bass player.
Yeah. especially with an old bass, you know, strapped over my back with the cord dragging the ground as I stagger around and stuff. That'd be pretty cool.
With his pimped out hat and platform shoes.
Oh, no, that's old school, you know. I'd have to have on the canary yellow suit or something like that, you know.
Oh, wow. Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Hey, I'm trying. Yeah, I'm visualizing
it. Last day you expected from me tonight, wasn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm going to go to bed dreaming about that now.
You may be calling in worthwhile. I'm about to let you all go, but it was fun to hear. I'm going to have to put my antennas out for you now, Big Chief.
All right, bro. Do that for me.
See if we can get you started.
Get me
an
EM.
All right. You all have a great
night.
All right. Take it easy, John.
All right, John. Good night. All right. Well, shoot. You never know what might be said and done on Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style, and that definitely wasn't something I was expecting.
Sort of shocked everybody, I think.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say now. I'm sitting here
I know. You're lost for words.
Yeah, like, okay, what was I talking about on this show? No. Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. So, again, there's some amazing tracks coming out of this. And, you know, before he becomes a zombie, I really would highly suggest to go over to sjfmusic.com and check out, you know, Stephen's 2 CDs he's got on special right now for the holidays, Window to the Soul and We Are One. Absolutely beautiful, beautiful music. Don't just say that you love it. Just, you know, dig in your pockets and come up with, you know, a little spare change, and you can have 2 CDs. Or if nothing else, you know, you can purchase a 99-cent download. You can also purchase John D. Green Sr.'s tracks, holiday tracks, Carolina Bells and What Child Is This? And is that over on SJF too, or is it just on Reverb Nation?
Everything that you can get from us for SJF Music, you can get it at sjfmusic.com or Reverb Nation, either one.
Okay, so you heard it from Papa Bear. You can get it both at SJF Music or SJF Music on Reverb Nation, and go over there and check it out. And also sign up for the newsletter so that you can get in the know. The newsletter comes out the 15th of each month, and there's just so many things going on with SJF Music that, you know, you definitely want to stay, you know, up on it and help spread the word. If you love what you're hearing, you know, on Flava News Radio coming out of the SJF Music Camp, you know, spread the word. Let your network know about it. Hit that share button. That costs no money. It takes no time. Hit the share button and let your people know. You just never know who might, you know, hear, you know, something out of the SJF Music Camp for the first time and just really, really dig it and want to go over there and check it out and support it by purchasing, you know, a copy. So, you know, that's what I'm really, really going to push, you know, the rest of 2011. Of course I'm going to go do it into 2012, but, you know, this is the holiday season. If you have extra money, really, really encourage you to support an underground independent artist, an author. You know, I have 3 copies of Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn's Brushstrokes, you know, for sale that I have, and I can get it autographed for you. Lamont Carey has a new novel out called The Heel, you know, and you can find that on Le Carey Entertainment. There's a variety of artists out there that are deserving of your support. And, you know, for me, it's all about pushing the unknowns. There's so many mainstream artists that, oh, my goodness, can I just tell you guys, I was listening to mainstream radio yesterday, and I don't know what this song was called. It was so dumb. And they played it over and over. They had some kind of something going on saying, text us right now as to how many times you want to hear this track in a row. And I'm like, are you serious? And it was the dumbest thing, and I'm like, wow, is that really getting attention? It just floored me, you know. And then I go back and I think about the music that I'm receiving, and I'm like, this is who you really need to be hearing, you know. So, anyway, well, the show is coming to an end, and I want to thank everybody who tuned in to listen to it live, to those that come back and check out the archives of the show, to, you know, those that tried to come into the chat room, like Mama Eleanor, to those that were hanging out in the wings. I really, really appreciate all of you. So I'm going to close out tonight's show with another piece produced by SJF Music. This is Leah Henderson with her piece, Beauty Is. That was Leah Henderson with her piece, Beauty Is, and she is also produced by SJF Music. You've been listening to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style, coming to you from the Pacific Northwest, but sharing the flavor of a variety of underground independent artists from around the world. They are all members of the Flavor News Movement. You can find out more about the Flavor News Movement by going to www.flavornews.com and hit the Flavor News Movement tab, and it has all the information there about the movement. And definitely, you know, contact me if you have questions. You can email me at radio@flavanews.com or admin@flavanews.com, and I would definitely answer your questions. So take care, God bless, and help spread the word about what we're doing here at Flava News and Flava News Radio for the underground independent artists. Good night.